far from it. From that point, from the second century, as we move into the third century, all historians are agreed that after 235 AD, the Roman Empire suffered a series of political and military shocks that propelled the empire out of the classical world into the early medieval world. And that is often known as the crisis of the third century. And traditionally, scholars from the late 19th century have seen this period of crisis as the death knell to the gods, gods that were already on the decline, already facing competition from other cults, and this allowed for Christianity to emerge. The persecution of Christians is one of the signposts that the gods were in trouble. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I dissented from this view. This was not my purpose when I undertook the study, but the evidence seems to point in a different direction. And by studying building programs, inscriptions, coins issued by cities, to me the reverse seems to be the case. When crisis broke after 235 AD, pagans didn't renounce their gods. They didn't seek new explanations. That might be a modern reaction to something. If the old doesn't work, bring in the new. Pagans instead went back to their gods and concluded the gods were angry. And why? Well, Christians weren't sacrificing, they weren't participating in the communal events, ergo, the gods are angry. And that is the reaction most pagans would have. And the persecutions, rather than being a last desperate rearguard action to uphold the old gods, probably turns out to be much more a conservative reaction presided over by the emperor to bring back the true worship and to restore what in Latin is called the Pax Deorum, the peace of the gods. That is, the proper sacrifices and rites continue and that all members of the community participate, including those Christians. There are inscriptions, two of them from the early 4th century in what's known as the Tetrarchic Age, coming from Asia Minor, that show officials taking measures to do this, to carry out the proper sacrifices to the gods, and complaining to the emperor that the Christians have disrupted this. On the local coinage of the 3rd century AD, which was the beginning of my study of this whole process of change, numerous cities across Asia Minor increasingly featured not only their gods during the period of crisis, but also the Roman emperor in combat against barbarians, the Roman emperor in company with the gods. And this record runs through much of the 3rd century. And when you start counting up this, to be sure, a public record, the inscriptions, the coins, the picture that comes through to us is quite at odds with the usual image that's portrayed. And so the gods of Asia Minor, in their Hellenized form and associated with Roman emperors, had probably reached the pinnacle of their worship at the time of the crisis in 235. And most pagans continued to invoke those gods as the Roman Empire went through this great crisis and crossed this watershed. Now, why Christianity emerged and how Christianity emerged is quite another story. And I think in some ways it is the unique appeals of Christianity, once an emperor converted, that made it so acceptable to the converts, rather than efforts to find some sort of prefiguring in the pagan cults or pagan cults on the decline. But that is the subject of the next lecture coming up.